let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Yay, Lord, moving with the Spirit. 50 years as a minister and a scholar to the glory of God by Dr. Mozella Mitchell is a searching perspective examination of 50 years of Dr. Mitchell's service as a preacher in the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church Ministry and a scholar in the church and university. How she was led into this dual profession, how she survived in it as a black woman, how social movements and changes in society impacted her life and ambitions, and most of all, how God was always working in her life, even over four decades, guiding, directing, sustaining her, and enabling her to achieve his purposes for her life. Dr. Mitchell is a professor emeritus of the University of South Florida in Tampa, pastor and founder of Love of Christ AME Zion Tabernacle Incorporated, Branton, Florida. Earned an A.B. degree in English from Lemoyne College in Memphis, Tennessee in 1959, her M.A. degree in English Language and Literature from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor in 1963, her M.A. degree in Religious Studies in 1973 from Colgate Rochester Divinity School in Rochester, New York, and her Ph.D. degree from Emory University in Literature and Theology in 1980. She's published five books in her long career as a college and university professor, scholar, and minister, having spent 33 years as a professor of religious studies at the University of South Florida. Dr. Mozella Mitchell, author of Yay, Lord, Moving with the Spirit, 50 years as a minister and a scholar to the glory of God, joins us on This Week in America. Dr. Mitchell, welcome to the program. It is a delight to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It is very happy and honored to be conversing with you today.
Such a distinguished career, and it's still going on with your writing and reaching out and touching people, and so much to talk about. I'd like to start with talking about something that's in the news today. What would you say is the value, the significance of your book in relation to movements today in the area of social justice, the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, all of that, because we're really focused now as a society on a lot of these issues. Talk about your book and the impact it has on what we're dealing with now in society.
Well, you're quite right about that. When I wrote the book, I had no idea that it would be relevant to what would be going on at this very time. And, of course, it's what we were doing back in the 1960s and 70s in demonstrating in the civil rights movement and the Black Power movement and women's rights and women's liberation movement and all of those kinds of things. And we were very active back then. And so writing about that certainly is significant to what the younger generations are doing today. And we who were involved in those activities for social justice and rights and all of that back in those days, we are now looking on at a renewal and a revival of the same thing we were doing. And I covered this kind of thing, what we had done back in those days in the book, and how we have been in that older generation, how we've been living out, trying to live out the reality of the achievements of rights that we have had. They have some successes, but the racism and the sexism and all the other isms did not die down. They just sort of were just simmering underneath.
Yes.
And now they flared up again. And so the movement and the people have hit the streets and started demonstrating against it now, and they want to change and they want systemic changes. And so my book records all of those pressures and problems that I encountered throughout my life. I had to live for the past 50 years encountering these injustices. They were always there, but they were not as vibrant and as clear that you could see them as they are today. So they've flared back up. They never die down. We should live a life constantly opposing the injustices and constantly pointing them out, as we've had to do up until this time when they've led up again. In fact, these things have been with us from the beginning of this country, of course. It happened with the Native Americans, and it's happened with slavery and back in women's rights, women's movement for voting in the 1920s and all of that. So it's been happening all along, but there have been times of ebb and flow. And so this is a time they have flared up again. And so I'm so happy that the younger generation, as the book points out, the younger generations are facing the same sorts of things that we face.
You know, it's interesting because you talk about this is not a periodic thing. It's something that has to be part of your lifestyle. Just one of the so valuable messages that come from Dr. Mozella Mitchell's book. The book is called Yay, Lord, Moving with the Spirit. We'll give you all that information as we go through the program. The subtitle of your book is 50 Years as a Minister and a Scholar to the Glory of God. Explain a little bit if and how you were able to keep those roles separate in your teaching and research and your practice as a Christian minister.
Yes, that wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to do. I had to try to be objective in my research and writing and teaching. And of course, the ministry and pastoring was subjectively involved. And then in the teaching and the scholarship, you had to be objective as possible. And I guess you could see the difference between practice and the other kind of thing that you have to do in teaching and in ministry. So I had to be objective with the students and not let my personal feelings and beliefs interfere with my teaching and enter into that situation. But then when I was in the pulpit, I had to be very subjective as a minister and a believer in the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the moving of the Spirit and working with those things. But you really can't keep it all that separate, because there are times when in the preaching and pastoring, you have to be objective too. And at the end, you have to use reason and rationalism. And also you have to be somewhat subjective also when you're doing the scholarship and the teaching. You can't keep your feelings and your mind separate in all those things. So I had to do the best I could to be objective in one area and subjective in the other. But I managed it very well, because I had that kind of mind whereby I could separate those two things.
It's so amazing that you were able to do that. I mean, everything that you had going and so successful in all those facets that we talked about. Our guest on the program is Mozella Mitchell, Dr. Mozella Mitchell. Her book is Yay, Lord, Moving with the Spirit. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You'll be able to get information on the book. Doctor, what impact do you want your book to have on Christians and persons of other religions of the world? What message do you hope they take away?
I hope that they can see that you have to move in a way you have to see your religion in an objective way. You have to see that there are other religions in the world. And all of these religions are very important. And for the religion and culture in every society, religion is very significant. And other people's religions are just as important to them as your religion is to you. And so you have to see that these religions should be respected, and that there are shortcomings and there are differences. But every religion has its shortcomings. But you can't say that your religion is superior to another religion in that sort of way. So you have to treat other people equally and respect their religion. And so you must be able to see what value that is in all of those religions, as well as the value in your own religion. And it's interesting to see how little people know about religion. They know their own religion, perhaps, but they don't realize that how significant religion is, period, in the life of humankind. And I think that this book should let them see how, through my studies and research and all of that, and my methods, that I learned to respect all the religions, and also to project the importance and significance of all the religions in the world.
You do that so well in Dr. Mitchell's book, Yay, Lord, Moving with the Spirit. I mentioned all of the years that you spent on college campuses in teaching. What about college and university students, other religious studies scholars and teachers? What would you like them to get from your story?
Well, that's another thing. You would think that students in college would have the intellectual grasp of religion, but you find that the students don't know anything about religion, and they know very little about their own religion. At some point, I see at the age around 18, they kind of like they drop the whole interest in religion if they've ever had it in their family, and you know, all they have been exposed much to it. But when they get to the college level, they kind of leave religion behind and not realize how important religion is in their lives, and how important it is in the society, and how important it has been to their parents and all of that. And so then they don't even know, when they encounter other people, they don't want to talk about religion because they don't know much about it. But I was very happy to be able to interest them in religion. And then they got very excited about it, to let them help them to see how important religion really is in their lives, and how it has been significant in the whole society. And how going forward that it would be in their life, in their lives as they go forward. And so they will be able to relate to one another in a very much more meaningful way if they know the religious background that people have.
That's really the foundation, which it suddenly opens as they're doing the research. And how have you been able to research, study all the various religions, cultures of the world? You gain knowledge, respect for them, understanding as you go through that process, discuss and present your findings, and yet retain your personal faith and practice as a Christian minister. How difficult was that to balance?
Yes, that was pretty difficult. I was highly influenced by Howard Thurman, who always said that that God would not judge us when we got to heaven or wherever we encountered God. He would not judge us whether we were black, white, or Presbyterian, Buddhist, Hindu, Christian, Jewish, or whatever. In the presence of God, we are a part of Him being revealed to Him. So when I encounter God in person, He will not be looking at me as a Christian, but He will want to know how obedient I have been to His Spirit in my life and my work, and true and obedient to what the meaning is that is exposed to me regarding the Spirit and God and all of that. So I was able to travel to the Caribbean, to Africa, to England, to France, to South Africa and Nigeria and Ghana and Trinidad and in Cuba and in Brazil. I went just traveled to 6 continents. Wow. Studying the religions and cultures of other peoples, and I was able to see the truths that are in all those religions. And we call it interreligious dialogue. So I could dialogue with all those religions and encounter what truths and what shortcomings there were in them, and yet come back to my own religion much better, with a much better understanding and a much better commitment to my faith, because I'd seen the truth in all these other religions and all of that. So that was quite a journey. I was not something that I planned, but it was something that the Spirit led me into. And I'm very happy to have been able to have that experience and share it with others, and in the book, as well as in my teaching and preaching.
That is such a key, to be able to share it with others. Dr. Mitchell's book is Yea, Lord, Moving with the Spirit, a memoirs of a lifelong quest. It's an amazing book. You'll find it at Amazon. While you're there, if you just click on the author's name, you'll find all of the other books written by Dr. Mitchell as well. I'd like to talk about the experiences, the biases, the prejudices as a woman in the Christian ministry you faced over the course of the years. Difficult for a woman to serve in this capacity in many churches, still in some, the Church of God in Christ, Southern Baptist Convention, Roman Catholicism, Eastern Orthodox Church, and others that still exist today. How difficult has it been for you, and how did you get through this?
It was a shock to me in the first place to find that women were so there was such bias against women in the ministry. We were facing in the 1960s and 70s, of course, the injustices that black people, as black people faced in the Black Power Movement and Civil Rights Movement and all of that. And then when I led into the ministry, which was something that was behind the Civil Rights Movement with Martin Luther King Jr. and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And so it was that kind of encounter that led me into the ministry, where I was called to the Christian ministry. But I had no idea that women were highly rejected as persons who would be participants in the leadership and roles in ministry. So I faced that, and I was shocked by it, but I was also determined, because God had called me into the ministry, and I knew that I was called, and I knew I was supposed to perform that function. And nobody could stop you. When God has called you, God will make a way. And so I found I had to leave the Baptist church and go to the Methodist church, because the Baptists were not accepting me as a ministry. So I went into the Methodist church, which had a much greater reception there for women. But still, there were biases. So when it came to people being in higher positions in the religion, in ministry, in the Methodist church even, and in all the churches, you found that there were biases against women, and there were problems and obstacles that you had to face. But God, you just had to be persistent and let the Spirit lead you, and keep the faith, and know that a way would be made, and a way was opened for me in various ways where I could very well practice what God had chosen me to do. So I was very happy to face whatever I had to face, knowing that the Spirit would preserve me in it.
You did that so well. And boy, the time is going by so quickly. Our guest on the program, Dr. Mozella Mitchell, we're talking about her book, Yea, Lord, Moving with the Spirit. Your book has really had a positive influence on both men and women in your teaching, scholarship, preaching, pastoring, other examples that you've set. How will you continue to exert influences on the new generation of young men and women out there, not just in church, but in society as well?
Well, actually, I am so happy that the Lord has preserved me this long, over 50 years, and people have all kinds of accolades and praises for me for having persevered as I have, but it has been the Spirit has kept me going. So I am very delighted to be able to be around and just be an example that they can look at and say, she did it, we can do it too, and that sort of thing. And I hope that if they could come to me for advice as to how to keep their lives in line with what the Spirit wants you to do and all of that, I hope that I can offer some counsel and advice that will help to keep them going, and that I can continue to be an example of what can happen in if you follow the leadings of the Spirit.
No, you're only one person, so it's difficult to spread you all around these great messages, the great wisdom that you have, but you can do it in books, and you've done such a great job in your other books and in this book as well. Will you continue writing? Do you have another writing project you're working on?
Well, I don't have a book project, and I'm not too anxious to go through all the rigors and stresses that it involves in writing and book and publishing process. But I am a writing consultant for the AME Zion Church School Literature Department. So they have writing assignments for me to do the Sunday school lessons and biblical theological insights and all of that to publish in that AME Zion Church School Literature. And of course, I said that I would not write another book because, you know, the publisher perish mandate that we had in university was very, hard on us. whatever the Spirit leads me to do, I certainly will do it.
Well, Mozella Mitchell, our guest on the program, time going by so quickly. I want to take a few minutes here to talk about your background growing up as a child. Briefly talk about that, and because this was the foundation that turned you loose and your mind loose on the world. I mean, you're out there, and when you think back over the course of your life, what you've been able to achieve against very difficult odds, especially in the beginning. What was that family foundation like that gave you the motivation, the fact that, yeah, sure, you can do this?
Well, you know, that's very interesting because my paternal and my maternal background is in Mississippi. That's where I was born, around Starkville, Mississippi. And my father and mother, they owned acres and acres of land. They were farmers. And so was my mother's father, maternal grandfather. They were all farmers in Mississippi. And my grandfather had numerous acres of land that he had purchased. But he was born in slavery in Alabama. And in fact, he was sold on the auction block in Selma, Alabama. He was sold to a white farmer from Meridian, Mississippi. And so and so was his wife. She was sold in slavery there in Alabama. So somehow they met. But it was in 1862. It was about a year before the Civil War began, you know. And so he became a minister after, you know, he grew to be a young man and became a minister. And he had 14 children, he and his wife. And so he was a minister who helped to build, bring together all these slaves, freed slaves, and pastor numerous churches in which he helped to build a society for Black people to have a community rather than be slaves. So they were a free community. So he helped to rebuild. I wrote a book on that called New Africa and America, whereby the church was able to establish the community of Black people so that they could advance in the society as free people. So my father, though, my father lost his land in the Great Depression. And so he had to move. He and my mother had to move up into the Delta, where we became sharecroppers. And that's the poorest of the poor. But my grandfather, he remained pretty wealthy there in the hill country and around Meridian. But we were poor people there, and we could never really advance ourselves until my father died. He just worked himself to death, and he died. And my mother, she would hire us out as people who worked for other on other people's farms to make extra money. And they raised enough money so that she could come up to Memphis and put a down payment down on a property there where we could move into our own home. Amazing. And all the children, I had 13 brothers and sisters. And they all had to go to work. They got married, except me and my younger brother. And we stayed in school, and we went on to higher education and developed ourselves and helped. So our people really joined the middle class. But my mother had such a strong religious grounding that she grounded us all in a religious perspective, you know, stemming from my grandfather and her father. And so she built that background was built in us, that foundation, that religious foundation was built in us. And so I was able to draw on that to develop myself into the highest position, highest degree of a PhD degree, and then to go on in the university to advance to the highest promotion as full professor in the university, and to retire as an honorary professor. So all of that was very significant. We had a long struggle to undergo. But we made it. The Spirit led me through all of that. And
it
led
certainly,
our people.
Certainly did. And a lot of that is covered in Dr. Mitchell's book, New Africa in America. A minute or so left in the program. I mentioned at the beginning all of the degrees, the teaching, all of the people that you've been able to touch through the course of your really distinguished life. Are you going to write about that fully in a memoir, or have you already touched about some of these in some of the other books that you've written?
Yes, I have touched upon that. And in fact, I've written quite a bit about it in the New Africa in America. But I kind of wrote about it not as myself, but as someone else.
Yes.
So it was about the influence of my maternal grandfather as a minister, and how the religion helped to build a society, and how my mother and I didn't say it was my mother, but I called her by another name. And so I've sort of written about it, but not as myself. And I've also included it in our other articles. We had a published journal article. There have been a numerous journal articles in which that has also come out from in my background. And some of those articles appear in the memoirs book, too.
And I understand you had a high school English teacher that was a great influence on your life as well.
Yes, her name was Margaret, and she was a tough English teacher. When I was, I've always had a real interest in reading and writing. And I, for instance, even before I graduated from high school, I was in grade school, actually, when I read Dostoevsky's book, and I read Anna Karenina, these classic books. And I also read other novels and comic books that were about love and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
So I had dreams of becoming a movie star, a great lover.
You could have done all of those. I mean, an amazing life that you, and diverse reading too. I love all of the people in so many different areas you've touched during the course of your life. The book is just incredible. It's Yay Lord, Moving with the Spirit, 50 Years a Minister and a Scholar to the Glory of God. Dr. Mozella Mitchell is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find it at Amazon. And while you're there, like I say, click on Dr. Mitchell's name and you'll find all of the other books available there as well. Dr. Mitchell, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. I see the smile on your face as you're talking about all of this. So please consider another book and helping us and giving us some of the answers and guidance from all of the years of experience in your life. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's been a joy.
You're welcome. And again, the book's available at Amazon, Yay Lord, Moving with the Spirit, 50 Years as a Minister and a Scholar to the Glory of God. Mozella Mitchell is the author, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.